Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. It's great to talk to you, David, on a Wednesday. You know, we're rounding the horn of good hope.
Well, hope and change was the campaign call of President Obama, and he was out stumping again yesterday, this time for Hillary Clinton. He stepped up his attacks on Republicans, specifically Donald Trump, saying, "I keep on reading this analysis that Trump's got support from working folks." Really? The guy who spent 70 years on this earth showing no concern for working people?
You know, he's having a good time, Obama. And if Hillary had a little of what Obama has, it would really be very helpful to her campaign. But I keep thinking about these two surrogates she's got out there. She's got one of the most popular politicians in America, her husband, Bill, out there in California raising money and representing her. She's got Obama having the time of his life, obviously, doing this and sort of leading the way as to how this has to be done. You know, the professional politicians, and I say that with real disdain, are out there telling her, "You say this, you say that," and she follows their instructions, and she obviously does what she thinks is right, but it doesn't come across as being leadership stuff, the stuff you say, "Hey, I really like this guy," or, "You know, I really respect that." And you see Bill Clinton up there playing his saxophone. It's got to help. Now, there's Hillary taking a few extra days to recover from her pneumonia. The real question is, can you run a campaign with surrogates? But these are pretty powerful surrogates, I can tell you that.
We head to Ohio. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday refused to reinstate for the November 8th general election Ohio's so-called Golden Week voting procedures, Alan, when people could register and cast ballots in the same week.
Look, David, it's pretty simple. The Republicans in this country know, and I don't think there's any real debate about this, know that when you restrict the ways in which people can vote, that you'll get fewer voters of the Democratic variety. They're convinced of that. So you go to any state where they're trying to liberalize voting procedures to make it easier for working men and women to register and vote, despite the fact that there's almost no electoral fraud, according to all of the analysts, going on. And they're always saying, "Well, we want to prevent fraud." No, they don't. They want to prevent the number of people who are coming out to vote on the other side. It's real politics 101, and that's what they're doing. Now, the courts have been okay on some of this stuff. They've been saying to states that go over the line, "No, these restrictions that you've imposed are not allowable." Ohio, as we know, is under Republican control. They have a governor who is light. He survived being recalled. And it is to be expected that that is a state where you'll see just the kinds of things I've been talking about.
A new poll, more than 60% of Americans say the presidential election is the biggest threat to the economy over the next 6 months. Terrorism was a distant second, Alan.
Well, you turn on the television, you turn on CNN, you turn on MSNBC, and all you're going to hear about is the dissonance that is coming over the airwaves between the Clinton forces and the Trump forces. I don't think ever in America have we had this kind of dissonance, have we had this kind of angst that is happening, because it's all they're hearing about. So when you ask them, "What is it that you think is threatening markets and everything else?" they're going to say it's the presidential election. End of discussion.
New York primaries. The voters have set the stage for the fall struggle for the control of the state Senate in notable races. Yesterday, Alan, longtime Assemblyman James Todisco won the GOP primary for the open upstate seat of Hugh Farley, and labor organizer Marisol Alcantara won the four-way Democratic race for the Manhattan seat of Adriano Espaillat.
Well, let me start with Todisco. You know, he's a funny guy. He really is. And he has a lot of verve. He's a guy who is not afraid. We've had him on a lot. Look, I disagree with him a lot, but he's a great guest to have on the radio. He's very thoughtful. He looks for his spots, and he leads the way. And quite frequently, he comes up with a good idea, and that's robbed by the Democrats who were in the assembly where he labored all these years. Now, everybody knows he was waiting to run for the Farley seat. Hugh Farley was there for a lot of years, was a member of our board at WMC, and now he's gone, and there is a chance for Todisco, who's been waiting for this, to finally get to the state Senate, where if the Republicans maintain their control, he'll have a lot of fun because he'll be in the majority party. On the other hand, it may well be one of the great ironies of state politics that he's waited to get to the Senate all these years so he could have some power, and the Senate falls to the Democrats. That's possible.